Under the proposal, adults in the state's Medicaid expansion program must work or volunteer at least 30 hours a week to receive benefits. Other states have requested similar requirements, but none have been approved by federal officials. The debate before lawmakers Monday revolved around whether to keep a clause in the measure that would ensure the program continues, even if the federal government rejects the proposal's work requirements. Senator Jeb Bradley, like many of his Republican colleagues, supports the work requirements but says the program, which has saved state dollars and put 48,000 people on health care, isn't worth losing if the feds reject these requirements.
Without this severability clause, we're at the whim of the federal government to approve something that they've never approved for any other state. I mean, I just don't see how we can let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
The full Senate is expected to vote on the measure this Thursday. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.